T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Christine Brennan of USA Today, she wrote a column yesterday. It was, as much as it hurts, postponing Tokyo Olympics is what's needed. And, in fact, now it's happened. Christine, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Well, Adam and Dustin, great to be with you guys. I'm a Toledo girl, and so anything for my Northern Ohio friends.
Well, appreciate it. Did you grow up a Browns fan, Christine? Can't remember.
No, actually, now, Toledo, as you guys probably know, we're really might as well be in Michigan, right?
Right.
So this is where people are going to be, like, driving off the road. Well, I guess no one's in the car anymore, so they won't drive off the road because no one's going anywhere. But, no, we were Ottawa Hills, a suburb of Toledo, and we looked north. So we went to Detroit Tigers. Actually, we're more Chicago Bears because my dad had a tryout with George Halas in the late 40s. He was an offensive and defensive lineman, pretty good in high school and college. And so Chicago, that's where they're from, Bears. But otherwise, Michigan, Tigers, you know, all that stuff. So, but then I went to Northwestern, so that's, you know, I bleed purple now.
Right. Well, we will certainly not hold it against you. We still can consider you Ohio zone. Christine, let's talk about the big news of the day. The IOC's Dick Pound announced that, of course, the games are going to be postponed. It's the first time we've seen in really a long, long time in the modern era, certainly, that the games have been postponed. What do you make of all this, and where do we go from here, frankly?
Well, it had to happen because I'm just working on a column now on Katie Ledecky. I spoke with her, of course, one of the greatest female swimmer ever, probably, and most decorated. And, all these swimmers were trying to figure out where to swim. Lily King was at Indiana University. That got shut down. 2-time Olympic gold medalist Lily King. Then she went to the YMCA. That got shut down. That was in Bloomington, Indiana last week. A 2-time Olympic gold medalist kicked out of the Y. I mean, I love the Y. But, I mean, it just was untenable, right, for these athletes. And they also are very aware of social distancing and not doing things that they should be doing. So as good citizens, as they're looking around saying, why are we still going out and doing things? Because the International Olympic Committee had said, keep going. We're not going to cancel or postpone. The dominoes fell so quickly, guys. It just could not last. And really, where there was a leadership void, where leaders did not lead, International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach, which is a shame because he was an Olympic gold medalist himself, the only Olympic gold medalist to be president of the IOC, a former athlete from Germany, a fencer. And to think that he didn't get it and that the athletes, the groundswell of support bottom up from the athletes speaking out, filling the void, they're the ones that pushed this decision. And that's the decision that I broke yesterday and with Richard Pound, the IOC member, who said that it was going to happen. And then, of course, today it did. So I feel pretty good about breaking the news. But it's a tough, tough story. Never before has an Olympics been postponed. They've been canceled because of world wars or boycotted because of politics, but still held, but never postponed. The uncertainty here is tremendous. They're talking about 2021, spring or summer. That's great. I'm glad they're not canceled. But it's a really, really significant and unprecedented day in the Olympic world.
I feel like we've been saying that quite a bit in the last couple of weeks, Christine, right? Like, there's so many things that this has never happened before and this has never happened before. Mm-hmm. And it's frustrating because a lot of times it feels like not everybody's on the same page. I was just reading that this one school, Liberty University, like the students are going to be going back to school next week, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. And so it's just so weird because it's an international thing. And yet it seems like even state by state, people have different rules. So it's crazy.
Well, it is. Now, I'm not a political reporter. I'm a sports columnist and sports journalist. And, who cover sports, but I'm also a proud U.S. citizen and proud Ohioan. And it seems like the national leadership is not there. And again, I don't mean to get into politics, but how in the world do we not have a national strategy here? And I guess that would fall to one person who's 4 miles away from me right now as I sit here in Washington, D.C. No need to go much further than that. But it's, and then it's just the attacks on the media and journalism. Just so you know, my dad was Bush's vice chair in Ohio in 1988 and a top Republican in the state of Ohio for decades, Jim Brennan, my late father. And I grew up with that. So this is not a bashing, you know, politically. But I don't even recognize the Republican Party now, to be honest with you. And the attacks on the media by this particular person are appalling. And anyone, any Ohioan I know, any neighbor or friend I know, should be absolutely appalled by the behavior we're seeing. And
well,
I
well said, Christine. Well said. And to that point, our governor in Ohio, who is a Republican, has done a great job. He has done a great job leading the way in this state, and I think part of the reason we've had less cases in Ohio is because our governor has taken this seriously from the beginning and has done an excellent job of protecting the citizens of Ohio as best he can.
I would love to say something about Mike DeWine. When my dad died, it was during the blackout in August of 2003, and he had cancer, and it was 77. So, you know, we were there with him. It wasn't, you know, dramatic or tragic in the sense of a sudden death. But it's always, of course, very sad. And in the midst of that blackout, in the midst of all the trouble, no one could fly. Remember, you couldn't turn your lights on. It was just a mess. All the lights were out. The grid, we were off the grid, whatever. Mike DeWine, and then a senator, got to Toledo, private jet or something, and delivered the eulogy at my father's funeral and memorial service. Aww. And the Brennan kids will never forget that. Mike DeWine has always been a class act. No surprise to me. I've known him for years. No surprise to me that he has risen to the occasion in this manner. And so proud of that and so proud of the way Ohio is handling things.
Yeah, no question. He's doing a great job. Christine Brennan's with us, USA Today columnist. She broke the news yesterday, doing a great job. I know you've been so busy, so we appreciate the time, Christine. Let's talk a little bit about where we go from here. The postponement means they're going to try to do it in 2021. It's going to be weird. They said they still want to call it the 2020 Olympics if it's even in 2021. How does that all go about?
Yeah, good question. Yeah. I worked for CNN as well and doing some CNN news earlier and talking about this, and you know, in the midst of all this sadness and uncertainty, and we're all in this together, and my heart breaks for seniors in high school and seniors in college, whether they're athletes or in the school play or just getting ready for their graduation or prom, you know, just so tough, so brutal. And, you know, we are all in this together. So let's think of the positive for a minute. You know, being a Great Lakes kid, I look, you know, my mom and dad always focused on the positive. And, you know, the idea of when these games are held, when they do actually, surface in next year sometime. They're talking, by the way, spring potentially during cherry blossom season, which would be interesting in Tokyo, or summer, just a year later than they would have been. They would have started July 24th, exactly 4 months from today. When they start, the joy in that, you know, the social distancing, all of a sudden everyone's come together again. It will be a real signal for the world. There may well be other sporting events. Hopefully there will, my goodness, before then, college football, pro football, et cetera, whatever's going to happen with baseball. But the Olympics will be that seminal moment that I think history will judge, you know, 50 years from now. That's the moment, when the world came together after, this horrible pandemic. And, so that's the positive. How it's going to happen, they're going to work it out. It's probably like turning an aircraft carrier, right? I mean, it's the reason it's never been done before is I don't even know how you do it. For example, the Olympic Village is due to be turned over to housing for people in Tokyo, and some have already bought units in there. The good news is they were pushing that back to 2023, but they had to refurbish those and reconfigure those. So now they're going to have to wait a year. I'm sure they will, but where are those people going to live in the meantime? Of course, venues, 10 of them were supposed to be disposable. In other words, not white elephants, you know, use them and then either take them somewhere else, other city wants them, or actually just deconstruct them. Well, those venues now have to wait around another year. So there's a lot there. Billions of dollars in TV money and sponsor money. Obviously, millions of tickets sold, hundreds of thousands of fans, flights, hotels. Of course, the athletes are the most important people and the most important players in this whole thing. Wow. But I'll cover every step of the way, and they'll get answers, and we'll get answers, and it will work out. And I am very positive that it's going to be a wonderful celebration whenever the heck they hold it.
We're talking with Christine Brennan from USA Today. Christine, I think you bring up a great point. You know, when 9/11 happened and sports were postponed for a brief period of time, and when baseball came back and when football came back, there were some very powerful moments for a lot of Americans. And that will happen when sports comes back now, even before the Olympics. But because this issue is not just an American problem, it's a worldwide problem, I think you're right. I think there will be something special about seeing athletes emerge from around the world to be together when they couldn't be because of this.
Oh, without a doubt. And, I mean, there's always those moments in an opening ceremony and lighting the flame and all that. And interestingly, Tokyo did this once before. 1964 Summer Olympics were held in Tokyo. They were the first Olympics in Asia. And at that point, it had been only 19 years since World War II ended. So this was Japan's coming out party to the world.
Right.
Obviously, Japan, Germany, awful, our enemies. And now they're trying to start again. And the world helped them do that. And interestingly, the person they chose to run the final leg of the torch relay and light the cauldron was a 19-year-old young man, a runner, who, I've already said, 19 years after World War II, right? 19-year-old
right.
young man. He was born in Hiroshima on the day that the atomic bomb was dropped in 1945. And they picked him to light the cauldron in 1964. Talk about incredible messaging, right? I mean, just so cool. You almost get shivers thinking about it. I would imagine we'll be seeing something like that again. Maybe survivors of coronavirus and COVID-19. Yeah. Maybe doctors from around the world, nurses, first responders from around the world. I have no idea. I'm just making this up as I go.
Yeah, no,
but
ideas.
Knowing what happened in Salt Lake in 2002 with the 9/11 flag coming into the opening ceremonies, that, by the way, run by Mitt Romney, who did a fantastic job and has always been a delight to deal with. You know, that's the kind of thing I think we're going to see here from Tokyo. And I personally can't wait. I can't wait to cover it, and I think it's going to be very uplifting.
All right, Christine, let's say the quarantine's over. You're back in Toledo. Are we going to Mancy's or Tony Paco's?
Well, I love them both. Tony Paco's, I've actually signed the hot dog buns at Tony Paco's. So
that's great.
I have to stop in there. My friends at Tony Paco's, but love Mancy's. And, we'll do it. We'll meet there. I still own a home, and I own our family home in Ottawa Hills. I'm back often, and I'm involved with the University of Toledo as well, and give a lot of speeches and do some charitable stuff there as well. So thanks so much. Let's do it.
Yeah, thank you, Christine. We appreciate it so much, Christine. We know you're very busy. Great job with this stuff, and we appreciate you taking some time for us. Thank you.
My pleasure. Hello to everyone there in Northern Ohio and Cleveland, and thanks again, guys. Take care and
be safe. Thanks, Christine Brennan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.